Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It was fortuitous that one priest, Abiathar, escaped Doeg's slaughter and fled to David, 1 Samuel 22, verse 20. He had the Urim and Thummim, with which God's will could be determined. It would be used several times in this story. We would think that the last thing on David's mind, hiding out from Saul, would be to act on the king's behalf and protect the border town of Keilah, 3 miles southeast of Adullam. But when news came that, quote, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and they're robbing the threshing floors, chapter 23, verse 1, David asked the Lord if this was a mission for his men. Yes, said the Lord. But his men weren't so sure. Quote, look, we're afraid here in Judah, they remonstrated. How much more, then, if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Verse 3. Rather than discounting their concern, wise leader that he was, David inquired again of the Lord and received a confirming reply. Quote, I will deliver the Philistines into your hand. Verse 4. So down they went, and not only, quote, struck them with a mighty blow, verse 5, to save the crops, but took the enemy's cattle as well. Again, news reached Saul of David's exploits, and his response, quote, God has delivered him into my hand, for he has shut himself up in entering a town that has gates and bars, verse 7. When David heard that a hit squad was coming, he inquired of the Lord if Saul would really do that. Yes, said the Lord, but will the men of Keilah turn me over? Sorry, David, they will. Perhaps the news of the priest's slaughter was having its desired effect. Herein lies a great lesson. God not only knows what will happen, but all that may happen. Saul didn't get him, and the Keilites didn't deliver him. Why? Because, quote, David and his men departed from Keilah. Verse 13, to live and fight again.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.